And if you remember, in the previous chapters in Psalm 55 and Psalm 56, it talks about how daily they would rest his words. They would twist his words every day. And obviously, anytime there's a battle going on, anytime there's warfare going on, propaganda is a big part of that. The info war, just getting people to agree with one side or the other. If you look at the wars that the United States has been involved in, obviously there were big ideological campaigns and propaganda campaigns. There's a pretty cool museum. I don't remember exactly where it is. Somewhere kind of on that Route 66, Arizona, New Mexico route. You know, somewhere when you head out that way, I went to this museum of World War II stuff. I don't remember exactly what it was. But you know how there are a lot of roadside attractions like that over there. So we stopped at this museum, and they had all of these vintage posters from World War II. And you can actually just go on Google Images and look at these, even if you don't go to the museum. But we saw a bunch of them that had been preserved in this museum. Like I said, you can look at the images online. But basically, they're posters that just demonize and dehumanize Japanese people, Germans, you know, just basically all the enemies, and praising the Russians. You know, of course, we're going to turn around and be against the Russians next year, but this year we're for the Russians, you know. So basically, in World War II, they're teamed up with the Soviet Union, who's obviously a bad person to be teamed up with. So that's, you know, right after World War II, it's like, all right, now we got to fight against the Soviet Union, and then the Cold War ensued. But there's a poster of a communist Russian soldier, and it says, "This man is your friend. He fights for freedom." That isn't true at all, okay? It's like this Red Army guy. And then there are other posters showing like a Japanese guy creeping into a window in like California and just with a butcher knife. Just this random Japanese guy coming in the window with a butcher knife just ready to just take care of your family. And it says like, "Hey, we're fighting him so he doesn't come here and do this." You know, I'm paraphrasing. But like I said, you can look up the posters yourself. But the point is, you know, there's an ideological campaign to demonize the enemy. And I'm sure they did the same thing to us. I'm sure they told all kinds of wild stories about how bad Americans were or whatever. Because that's what both sides are always going to do. They want to make out that the other enemy's horrible. Everything they do is wrong. They're just wicked. They're the worst people. And we're just the saviors of the world. That's the way it is. Well, do you really think there's anything new under the sun? No. So back in David's day, his enemies, they didn't just attack him. They also would slander him and basically say bad things about him and demonize him and demonize the nation of Israel and even demonize the God of the Bible and even attack the Word of God itself. You remember Goliath, you know, he stood up and said, you know, "I defy the Lord," basically, to paraphrase. "I defy the armies of God." And so there's that element here where David is not only being physically attacked at times, but he's also being slandered.